Fellow auto detailers, welcome to the show that features interviews with today's most successful auto detailers. This is the Auto Detailing Podcast. Here's your host, Jimbo Balaam.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode, this Daily Detail Tip. This is Jimbo, your host, and I tried to do this episode as a Facebook live feed, and for whatever reason, my computer was just not doing it, not connecting to Wi-Fi. So, when the Wi-Fi is better. Just letting everyone know that we'll be doing that later when the Wi-Fi is better. I was trying to record this Daily Detail Tip and do a Facebook Live at the same time, but for whatever reason, my internet wasn't working. But today's Daily Detail Tip is, what is auto detailing? And I think us as detailers can really get into these debates about, you know, is detailing an art form? Is it a craft? Is it, you know, what is it? What is auto detailing? And I think that really, needs to be kind of clear in our mind of what is detailing so that we can work from that position. Really, more than anything, I just wanted to kind of give my opinion on what I think detailing is over the course of 10 years of running a detailing business. At its core foundation for me, auto detailing is a service to hit a need of a customer. Right? Or it can be a hobby. It can be a stress release for people. It can be a craft. It can be an art form. I can see all those things. And I saw a couple pretty lengthy posts about, you know, is detailing an art form or is it a craft? And I'd love to hear your opinion. And I'd love to hear your take on this, because I don't think that my opinion is necessarily the best opinion. It's simply just it's just simply my opinion, right, of what I see auto detailing to be. And first and foremost, my overarching theme is that detailing should be fun. What we're doing is really cool. We get to touch cool cars, and this goes for whether you're a weekend warrior, you detail just your own cars, and so you're listening to this, you run a business, you do it part-time and you want to take it full-time. Detailing should be fun. What we get to do is something so cool. Cars are ingrained in the world culture, right? No matter where you go in the world, cars are usually a part of that culture. And so we get to be close to cars. And if you're lucky enough, if you're lucky enough to be a professional detailer and make money doing this as a living, you have one of the greatest jobs ever. Yes, it's physically demanding. Yes, it's hard. Yes, there's ups and downs and all that. But if you're running a detailing business, whether you consider yourself an artiste, whether you consider yourself a master craftsman, whether you consider yourself a hack, whether you consider yourself whatever you may be, you're really there from the eyes of a customer to fill a need. Right. And I see sometimes detailers start talking crap on their customers, write these lengthy posts about how stupid their customers are. They bash other people. It's just freaking crazy that people would take to the internet and start bashing the customers that potentially pay their bills. Right. So if you're a professional detailer and you're out there writing Facebook posts and comments about how dumb your customers are, isn't that a reflection upon you? You know, so in my last Daily Detail Tip on Friday about why paint corrections are stupid, I kind of briefly mentioned about how detailers will jump to conclusions about the services that customers want, right? Before, and there were some really, really good, not arguments, but comments on the Facebook thread that followed that about, you know, you really need to inform your customer. Right? You really need to become the educator to your customer. And so maybe that's what we are as detailers. Maybe we are artists. Maybe we are craftsmen, but we really need to be educators, right? We need to educate our customers upon the services that we offer, what their car may or may not need. Simply when you go to the doctor, right? And what do they always say doctors are doing? They're practicing. It's my practice, right? Even doctors that save lives, and they have a you know, they have titles and they have all that, but they're still practicing. And that's, as detailers, that's what we need to really take that mindset of too, right? We're a practitioner. Yeah, we may be an artist. Yeah. So now we can start labeling all these titles on ourselves. Are we practitioners? Are we artists? Are we craftsmen? Are we educators? Are we just simply service people? And I think we're all that. We're multifaceted, right? And we're also we also are problem solvers, right? Because not every car is the exact same. So whether you are an artist with your cutting ability, or maybe you're a chef because you can cut and finish and fillet and whatever paint, right? Or carpets or whatever. But above all, we should be practitioners, right? Because car paints are changing every year. Car interiors are changing every year. I don't know if you guys have noticed that are detailers or that just touch a lot of cars. Fabric changes from year to year and make and model to make and model, right? So not only do we need to talk more about, you know, paint care and the different types of paints and the thicknesses of paints and single stage and two stage and all that, but also interiors need to be talked about. Different fabrics need to be. All the intricate items that go into detailing that make it fun, right? And that's for me something that I've tried to really nail down from day one is making detailing fun, right? So the slogan for the podcast is making you a better detailer. And in part of making you a better detailer, we do that through bringing in other people that are way smarter than me. But I hope to give some value and some knowledge too. But, you know, when I think of what is auto detailing, it really depends on the crowd that you're talking to, right? So for me, running a business, what is auto detailing to my customers, right? And auto detailing to my customers is simply filling a need that they have. So their need is that they have a dirty car or a car that's not as clean as they want, or someone threw up in their car, or they have a scratch, or someone hit them in the parking lot, or, you know, they've been in the hospital. And like a call I got today, I take care of an older gentleman's car. His son actually called me because his dad's been in the hospital, but talking about how he wants his car cleaned. So his son goes, hey, he's had a rough go. It's kind of been a roller coaster. I just want to get his car cleaned for him. So in that moment, you know, I'm someone who's going to brighten that old man's day. Right. And so you play these different roles all the time, depending on what situation you're in. And that's where I think, you know, when you think of the statement, you know, what is auto detailing? It's so vast. We're so much. And that's where we need to give ourselves more credit, right? Is that we're problem solvers, we're educators, we're craftsmen, we're artists, we're detailers, you know, and I'm so excited to see this. I'm going to kind of cut this short because I really want to hear your guys' input and your guys' comments because I feel like I could go on forever, but I want this to be a short daily detail tip. But what is auto detailing? Auto detailing is whatever you want to make it. Right? And whatever you want it to be. And so if you want to run it as a business, then it's going to be something different probably every single day. If you want to run it as a hobby, it may be just a stress relief for you. I mean, it may help you with a disease. I mean, look at what detailing and the detailing community has done for a person like Matt Mormon, right? Who, you know, if you're not familiar with Matt Mormon, you could look him up, Obsessed Garage, right? He openly admits that he suffered severely with OCD, right? To a point that a lot of people joke about having OCD, but for him, it was all consuming, right? And it was really becoming a problem. And he took to detailing and then recording those detailing videos as an outlet, right? And look what it's blossomed into for him. And that's amazing. So maybe it's you know, for you, it's a drug, right? But a drug in a good sense that it helps you cope with something. It's a coping mechanism. It's getting you through a hard time. It's bringing you to the next level. It's helping you learn your communication skills. It's, you know, it's bridging a gap so that you can pay for college. It's bridging a gap so that you can put food on the table for your family. It's a lifestyle so that you can take that vacation that you've wanted. It's like the more and more and more I talk, I just think of how special this thing called auto detailing is. And at its core, yeah, sometimes we look at it and we get called the lot boy and we're just someone else in someone else's day and we're a small cog in the wheel. But to me, it's so much more than that. And really the exciting thing about detailing is that it can be whatever you want it to be. If you want it to be a lifestyle for yourself, if you want to, it gives you an excuse to get out to car shows and cars and coffee, it can be that. Right? It can give you, look at what it's done for me. It's given me an excuse to call up other people and say, hey, I have this little thing called the Auto Detailing Podcast. Would you be interested in coming on? And most people say yes. And then I get to have awesome conversations like the episode that went live on Monday with Joe. It was just an awesome conversation with another dude from across the country and females. There's good conversations with them. And so auto detailing can make it whatever you want to be, but I don't, what it should not be is an ego driven adventure where we have these spats where we talk crap on our customers. We talk crap on each other. We talk, you know, just think we're better than each other. And not that I even wanted this to be like some political, like rah, rah, let's all hug and kiss and be friends, because I have a competitive side too. But anyway, auto detailing is whatever you want to make it be. But whatever you're going to make it be the best at it, right? So if it's going to be your Saturday morning routine, enjoy the heck out of it. Have fun with it. Be the best you can be in the detailing space. So that's it. 10 minutes. I'm going to wrap this up. The daily detail tip is, what is auto detailing? I'd love to hear your input on what detailing is. And I think this is a conversation that can extend for many, many, many minutes. And I'd love to continue the conversation with you guys. If you want, since everyone else was starting their own detailing groups, I did start my own too. So that is the Auto Detailing Podcast Discussion Group. Started it actually just today as I recorded this, but we're at about 100 members or something like that. So if you want to talk about more about this or join the Auto Detailing Podcast Discussion, I'd be more than happy to have you over there. I'll try to link it up in this. I'll actually link it up, yeah, in the show notes of this episode. All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that one. Talk to you soon. See ya.